What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday, TV theme Thursday, here at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Always enjoy our time here. Buddy Todd hanging out with us as well. Hope to catch up with Lorenzo Neal here in just a second. Titans, Chargers, two of his former teams meet up. Of course, he does some media and radio out in San Francisco. But I've enjoyed talking some college football. Hit him with some of that stuff. But hopefully Lo Neal can join us here in just a few minutes. What's the Thursday night game?
Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So Baltimore debuting these matted purple helmets that look awesome.
They look really good. They look really good with Derek. I think now the Ravens are going to be on a mission to get him to 2,000.
I think they're on a mission to get him to break the record. So I texted you guys last night that our buddy Phil that does trivia – one of the questions was who holds the record for the most rushing yards in a season? It's Eric Dickerson, right?
Yep.
That was OJ was the first to 2,000, right? Was he the second?
Might have been, yeah. I know CJ did it. Derek did it.
I know, but like Eric Dickerson.
But here's the problem I got with this, okay?
Okay.
Derek Henry's going to have 17 games. Dickerson had 16 games.
Okay.
OJ did it in 14.
Okay.
All right. So where do you draw the line?
Like, what do you want him to do? Not count it as a record? Like, it's not
first of all, watch your tone.
It's not. I know, but I hate this argument. It's not their.
But it's not an argument.
It's it is. It's not their fault. They changed.
He had three more games to break the record.
That's so not his fault.
It should be an asterisk. You had three more games to break the record. When
okay,
a guy did it.
Okay,
in 14.
Put the asterisk. What does that even mean? That doesn't matter.
It means he did it in 14 games. Another guy did it in 17. Does that not? You don't think see the value in that?
No, because the rules change.
When's our trade deadline? At 102.5 the game.
It's passed.
Damn it!
I'll send you to afternoon.
I'll see if I can
deal with him. He can deal with you.
I'll see if I get an afternoon co-host and a fourth rounder for Chase McCabe.
In 9 games, Derrick Henry is at 1,052 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's on pace. He's on pace to get there.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if he would get to, 2,105?
Yeah, with Dickerson?
Yeah. Like, so if he... You know, because he's past 9 games, so he has 8 left, including tonight. I mean, if he does 2,000 yards twice in his career and be the first to do that,
remember,
there's no argument in my mind.
Derek Mason can talk about this. The weather's about to turn bad.
Yep.
You got to still play a lot of those AFC North teams.
Yep.
Weather's gonna be awful. I just pound him, and you know, I hope he does because we can still. Stop that. When you hit 30, you're done narrative, which is just so ridiculous when people say that.
Here's the other thing. He's only run the ball 168 times.
He's averaging 5 yards a carry almost?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's not that bad. So, I don't know. I don't like the Ravens, but I'd love to see it. I cheer for him.
Yeah. When Chris Johnson had 2009 and 2006 yards, remember they called back a 75-yard run
yeah.
on a dumb
yeah,
holding
that's
penalty,
right.
which was just, nah. But in that 2009 season, and Jeff Fisher won't admit it, but I'm telling you right now, when they realized the season was over with, the goal became to get Chris Johnson over 2,000 yards.
Of course it did.
That's all it became. That's all became the focus. And they'll deny, deny, deny. But we do not forget, people. We do not forget.
We do not forget. Let's go to the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man, Lorenzo Neal, who joins us now on the program. Lo, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How we doing?
We're doing fantastic. You know, we love talking fullbacks and making fullbacks great again. But I want to get your thoughts on the matchup this weekend as two of your former teams meet, the Chargers and the Titans. Chargers kind of trying to, you know, they've had a decent season at this point, trying to figure it out with Jim Harbaugh. The Titans are leading the drive on the struggle bus with things in the NFL. What do you think about this matchup?
Well, I think that you have a team. You think about the predecessor, the previous coach for the Titans. One thing that he did is he had guys that could play defense. The Titans never necessarily had that scoring prolific offense, but they always played pretty consistent defense. And it was a tough physical, and that's who Rabel was, the player. I remember playing against him in New England Patriots, or, you know, his illustrious career. And that's what he was. That's what he wanted, a tough team. He wanted a disciplined team, and he had that. Just didn't have firepower on offense. So I said that to say this. No, Rabel's no longer there. He's exited the building. But you still have players and pieces, you know, from that era. You still had some of the culture that's still left over. There's a reason why Harbaugh and the Chargers have plucked and taken players from the Titans via trade, via free agent, because you have to realize Ortiz, he came from where? Baltimore, a place that sees the Titans, a place that understands the kind of men and the kind of players and how they're built. So that's why Joe Ortiz had, you know, taken a liking to some of these players, and you see this impact that they're having on the Chargers team. When you watch this matchup and you think about – go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you paused. Keep going.
No. I think you look at both teams, and it looked like one team is starting to ascend and one team is starting to descend. But you watched the Titans last week. They played it very physical. They found a way to beat, you know, a team that everyone talks about, hey, how tough, and they just got a young quarterback, and they're going to be okay, this New England Patriots. So that was a good barometer and a good test to say, hey, look, that the Titans are playing, that was a good football, that was good football and was able to win. Both teams, yes, they're under 500. Both teams are struggling this year, but still, that was a big win by the Tennessee Titans.
Lorenzo Neal is with us on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And Lorenzo, we're inside the bubble here in Nashville when it comes to the Titans, but you're on the West Coast. When the Titans come to mind, what's the first thing you think about on this 2024 Tennessee Titans football team?
And when you think about it, you're like, who's there? When you go around the league, you look at, you know, you think about Atlanta, you'll think Kirk Cousins. If you look at it, you know, teams, you have Mahomes, you think about a team, and you go around the league, and you think about, if you look at the Chargers, Herbert, there's Khalil Mack. What really true brand do you have on offense? What true brand do you have on defense? I don't think it has those names. That's what you do. When you think about the Titans, you just think, okay, here's a team that doesn't necessarily have superstars on the team. That's what comes to mind. Where is the superstars? Where are the game changers on that particular team?
No, and we completely agree with all that. So I told Chase, I want to get you on the show, Lorenzo, because I think you're one of the greatest fullbacks who's ever put on a uniform at any level of football. But now we're starting to see the fullback kind of return, because all these spread offenses, when they get third and one, they need a big guy in there. They bring in a fullback and all that. Are you seeing that? Are you sensing the return of the fullback? Especially I'm seeing in college football, Lorenzo. Not so much in NFL, but college football now is kind of re-embracing the fullback.
I think it's going to be a return of the Mac. There we go, return of the fullback. Let's make it great again. I do believe that you're starting to see, even some in the pros, you look at the Chargers, they're using the 300-pound, you know, defensive lineman who plays defensive line and a fullback, caught a couple passes out of the backfield. They are moving the fullback. You look at certain teams, they are going back a little bit to a fullback. So I think that it won't completely die. You're going to have some teams that still continue to use it. I wish that it was used more, and I think that the more physical the fullback position gets, and once they start saying, hey, guys, understand, hey, look, I have to go in here and move people, separate them, create a new line of scrimmage. When you get guys that just go in and then they just get there and it's a stalemate, the tailback says, I don't want a fullback, because if he doesn't create a new line of scrimmage and if he's not moving the linebacker and creating an angle for the running back to be able to hit the hole, and he just gets there and he stops his feet and there's no movement, it kind of impairs the running back's ability to run. So I think there's been a combination of why the fullback position has died. So that's a whole dissertation. I have that on the fullback position and why. But I think that when you look at this particular game and just this matchup, this is a team that the Chargers, guys, if you look at the Chargers and you said 21, if the Chargers have scored 21 points this season in every game, if they just scored 21 every game, you know this Chargers team would be undefeated. When you think about this L.A. Chargers team, if you look at the defense, the way that they're playing, this team offensively, that's what's been the biggest hamper and the biggest thorn in the Chargers, you know, rear end, is because of the fact that inconsistency on offense. You have a high-powered quarterback as one of the top 10 quarterbacks in this league, and Herbert, and the inability for this team to gel offensively has been the Achilles heel. Think about it. If this team has scored 21 points this season in every game, they would be undefeated. You know who that means they played? That means they would beat the Steelers. That means they would beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, if you think about what this team has been able to do defensively, it's been pretty amazing. So I think now the Chargers, you watched them last week, the ability to go score 27 against the Cleveland team that we just came off a big win. This Charger team is now starting. You have Glad McConkey, these rookie receivers. You didn't have necessarily the veteran type of receivers, so it took a while for this offense to get going. But I really believe this Chargers offense is going to start cooking, and I think this is a week that, hey, you're coming back home, have an opportunity to play a Tennessee Titan team that seems to be a little bit down, seems to trade, you know, you traded Hopkins, you traded some pieces. So is this team starting to rebuild, trying to fill the cupboards for the draft, make trades to be able to say, hey, look, let's reinvest and press reset to make sure we do it during the draft. If that's the case, I think that you're still going to see a very competitive game because the men that's on this Titan team. But I still believe that the Chargers, just what it looks like where these two teams are going, good game, but I still think the Chargers right now seem like they're heading in the right direction.
Lorenzo Neal is with us. Former Titans fullback. What's interesting to me is, you know, I look at Eddie George had his best year with you as his fullback. LaDainian Tomlinson had his best years in San Diego with you as his fullback. Do you think that someone like Derrick Henry, that's almost built like a fullback, would have benefited from good fullback play? Or is it like you were saying earlier that it might have hindered him a little bit?
Well, I think when you look at McLeod, when you look at, you know, Big 42, I think that they do have a guy that's in the backfield a lot with Derrick Henry. If you go look at some of the plays what Baltimore is doing, Baltimore is running a fullback, not all the time, but, you know, they're in the shotgun. Actually, Baltimore had to adjust because Derrick Henry doesn't necessarily run great out of the gun formation. He's better out of an eye back or better, you know, a single back. But you do see McLeod, number 42, in the game a lot with Derrick Henry, especially on a lot of those toss sweeps where you see those big runs. He has a fullback at times. So I think Derrick Henry will benefit from a fullback, and I think it's a situation where you give him options. When you have a tailback, you give different options. I'm not saying put the fullback in for 90% of the play. I think fullback has its purpose and has its reasons why you have him in there, and then why not have him in there at certain times? You want to go 12 personnel, so you get two tight ends. Now you make the defense play the whole, you know, every blade of grass because you got 12 tight personnel. So now you create more gaps. You create to spread the defense out. Sometimes when you do put a fullback in at times, you have a safety come down in a box, so it puts 9-8-man box. So it gives you, you know, it's harder sometimes to run against and when you have two backs. So there's a lot of variations, and there's a lot of pluses and a lot of minuses why and when to use a fullback in any formation in football.
Lorenzo, this January it'll be 25 years since the Music City Miracle. First off, how are we that old? And secondly, what's it like? I know you've been asked this a million times, but being a big part one of the most iconic plays in the history of the National Football League?
Yeah, the first one is the one that I scratch my head. How did we get this old? I look around now, 53 years old, 54 this. The time goes so fast when you're young and you're just going through and you're like, oh, man, I'm just 20, oh, 24. And the older you get, the faster time goes. It seems like yesterday that Music City Miracle and catching that ball and pitching over to Wycheck and over to Dyson and watching it just unfold. And during that play, it looked like time had stopped. It looked like time stood still. It looked like this play took forever to develop. It seemed like, man, it was an eternity. And now, 25 years later, that play still seems like an eternity with how long it took place. And watching the ball, I remember saying, I know it's going to Wycheck. Before the kickoff, I go to Wycheck and I say, Wycheck, they're going to kick me this ball. Come get it. I didn't tell anybody on the team but Wycheck, because I knew they were going to kick it to me. And if I would have told everyone, that everyone would be anticipating, they had their eyes on me. So I told Wycheck, they're going to kick this to me. You come over and get it. So he and I, because I could have threw the ball if I wanted, but I knew that if I caught it, took a couple steps, if Wycheck's there, that's why I knew he was going to be there, because it was pre-planned. He got the ball, threw it over to Dyson, and that was the reason why the play worked. Because I got it, looked like I was running, Wycheck comes over, right time, I make a block after, make the throw, Wycheck makes the throw, and just, it was forever, getting watching, listening to the crowd get louder and louder and louder and then erupting. Unbelievable. Unbelievable play. I'm so grateful to be a part of that. That moment would be forever etched in my mind and in my brain, because at the time and when it happened and how it happened, it's just unbelievable.
I need you to clear this up for us, because Derek Mason's on the next show, so I'm sure he's listening as he's getting ready. He got hurt in that game, was supposed to be on that play. And then I think maybe Isaac Byrd was the other one. So Dyson had never really practiced the play, but Derek feels like he would have been able to run that play to perfection, and it would have worked out the same way. Do you agree?
No, I don't. I think it probably would have. Mason always wants to be about himself. You know, I call Mason the bootleg preacher, guys. He's got a Bible in one hand and a ball in the other. That little guy is so funny. So you guys give him some hell for me. No, D. Mason. He was over on the sideline because he was cramping up, couldn't go in there. He was scared. Why don't you ask him to tell the truth? Say, Mace, the moment got too big for you. Low Neil had to carry, you know, had to carry the load for you, so he got scared. But no, that did happen, though. Mason was first. Isaac Byrd was the next guy up. Dyson very rarely did that play, and it just still worked out to be amazing play. And, yeah, and that play is infamous and will always be remembered.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. We will tell him you said hello. Lo, appreciate you doing this. It's good to catch up with you. We'll do it again soon.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Absolutely. Lorenzo Neal, former Titans fullback, NFL fullback, played with LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego. I think played with Derek twice here and in Baltimore.
Yep.
At the end of his career, but appreciate him. We'll come back to a quick birthdays and call it a day. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.